Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Here's a question I hear all the time. If I'm putting up 95% of the money, why does the GP get 20 or 30% of the profits? It's a fair question. On the surface, it seems like the economics are skewed heavily in the sponsor's favor. But here's the reality. The GP and LP play fundamentally different roles in a syndication, and the economics reflect those differences. The LP provides the capital. The GP provides the expertise, the deal flow, the relationships, the execution, and the liability. Understanding GP versus LP economics isn't just about knowing who gets paid what. It's about understanding alignment, risk, and whether the sponsor's compensation is justified by the value they're creating. I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Today, we're breaking down GP versus LP economics. You'll learn what each party contributes, how compensation is structured, what drives the profit split, and how to evaluate whether a deal's economics are fair and aligned. Let's dive in. What does the GP contribute? The general partner is the sponsor, the team that sources the deal, secures the financing, manages the property, executes the business plan, and ultimately sells the asset. Here's what the GP brings to the table. Deal sourcing and underwriting. The GP spends months or even years building relationships with brokers, owners, and lenders to get access to off-market and on-market deals. They analyze dozens or hundreds of deals to find one that meets their investment criteria. They conduct financial underwriting, market research, and risk analysis to determine whether a deal is viable. Capital raising. The GP raises the equity from limited partners. This involves marketing, investor relations, legal compliance, and due diligence on investors. Securing financing. The GP negotiates with lenders to secure debt financing. This includes providing personal guarantees, meeting net worth and liquidity requirements, and managing the lender relationship throughout the hold period. Acquisition and due diligence. The GP manages the acquisition process, including inspections, environmental reports, surveys, title work, and closing. They identify and mitigate risks before the deal closes. Asset management and operations. The GP oversees property management, approves budgets, monitors performance, and makes strategic decisions throughout the hold period. They handle leasing, renovations, tenant relations, and compliance. Disposition. The GP manages the sale process, including marketing the property, negotiating with buyers, and closing the transaction. Liability and risk. The GP is personally liable for the deal. If something goes wrong, if the property underperforms, if there's a lawsuit, if the lender calls the loan, the GP's personal net worth is on the line. The LP, by contrast, has limited liability. Your risk is limited to your capital contribution. Your action step. When evaluating a sponsor, ask yourself, what value is the GP bringing beyond just finding the deal? Do they have the experience, systems, and track record to execute? Section 2. What does the LP contribute? The limited partner is the passive investor. You provide the capital that makes the deal possible, but you're not involved in day-to-day operations or decision-making. Here's what the LP brings to the table. Equity capital. The LP provides the equity needed to close the deal. This is the down payment that, combined with debt financing, allows the GP to acquire the property. Without LP capital, the deal doesn't happen. Passive role. The LP is not involved in operations, management, or decision-making. You're truly passive, which is both a benefit, you're not working, and a limitation, you have no control. Limited liability. As a limited partner, your liability is limited to your capital contribution. You're not personally liable for the property's debts or obligations, assuming you remain passive and do not provide personal guarantees. Tax benefits. The LP receives their proportionate share of the tax benefits, including depreciation and passive losses, which can offset other passive income. Your action step. Understand that as an LP, your role is to provide capital and trust the GP to execute. Your power lies in your due diligence before you invest, not in your control during the hold period. Section 3. How GP compensation is structured. GP compensation comes from multiple sources, and understanding each one is key to evaluating whether the economics are fair. Here are the primary ways a GP gets paid. Acquisition fee. The GP charges a one-time fee at closing, typically 1 to 3% of the purchase price. This fee compensates the GP for the work involved in sourcing, underwriting, and closing the deal. For example, on a $10 million acquisition, a 2% acquisition fee is $200,000. Asset management fee. The GP charges an ongoing fee during the hold period, typically 1 to 2% of collected revenues or net operating income. This fee compensates the GP for overseeing property management, monitoring performance, and handling investor relations. For example, if a property generates $1 million in annual revenue and the asset management fee is 1.5%, the GP receives $15,000 per year. Refinance fee. If the property is refinanced during the hold period, the GP may charge a refinance fee, typically 1% of the new loan amount. This fee compensates the GP for the work involved in securing the new financing. Disposition fee. When the property is sold, the GP charges a disposition fee, typically 1% to 2% of the sale price. This fee compensates the GP for managing the sale process. For example, on a $15 million sale, a 1.5% disposition fee is $225,000. Promote carried interest. The promote is the GP's share of profits above a certain return threshold, typically after the LP receives their preferred return and return of capital. This is where the bulk of the GP's upside comes from in a successful deal. For example, in a 70-30 split, the GP receives 30% of profits after the LP's preferred return and capital are returned. GP co-investment. Many GPs co-invest their own capital into the deal, typically 5% to 10% of the total equity raise. This aligns the GP's interests with the LP's because the GP's personal capital is at risk. Your action step. When reviewing a deal, add up all the GP's fees and promote. Ask yourself, is the total compensation reasonable given the value the GP is creating? Section 4. Understanding the promote carried interest. The promote is the most important and often the most misunderstood component of GP compensation. Here's how it works. The promote is the GP's share of profits after the LP receives their preferred return and, in many structures, their return of capital. The promote is typically expressed as a percentage, such as 20%, 25%, or 30%. In a 70-30 deal, the LP receives 70% of profits and the GP receives 30%, even though the LP provided the vast majority of the capital. Here's why this structure makes sense. The LP's capital is senior to the GP's promote. The LP gets paid first. The GP only profits if the deal performs. If the property underperforms and doesn't generate returns above the preferred return, the GP's promote is zero. The promote aligns the GP's compensation with performance. The better the deal performs, the more the GP earns, but only after the LP's return thresholds are met. Let's look at an example. LP invests $3 million. GP co-invests $150,000, 5% of equity. Preferred return, 8% cumulative. Profit split after pref and return of capital, 70-30, LP-GP. At the sale, net proceeds after debt payoff are $5 million. Distribution. Tier 1. LP receives accrued preferred return of $600,000. Tier 2. LP receives return of capital of $3 million. Remaining proceeds, $1.4 million. Tier 3. GP catches up to their 30% promote. Tier 4. Remaining profit split 70-30. LP receives $980,000, 70% of $1.4 million. GP receives $420,000, 30% of $1.4 million. Total LP return, $3 million, capital, plus $600,000, pref, plus $980,000, profits, equals $4.58 million on a $3 million investment, equals 1.53 times equity multiple. Total GP return on their $150,000 co-investment, $150,000, capital back, plus their share of pref and profits, plus the GP earned fees throughout the deal, acquisition fee, asset management fees, and disposition fee. Your action step. When evaluating a deal's promote structure, ask, does the LP get their preferred return and capital back before the GP takes promote? If yes, the structure is likely fair. Section 5. Evaluating whether GP compensation is fair. So how do you know if a GP's compensation is reasonable? Here are the key questions to ask. Are the fees in line with market standards? Typical ranges. Acquisition fee, 1% to 3%. Asset management fee, 1% to 2% of revenues. Disposition fee, 1% to 2% of sale price. If the fees are significantly higher, ask why. Is the GP co-investing? A GP who co-invests their own capital into the deal is signaling alignment. They're putting their money where their mouth is. If the GP isn't co-investing, ask why. It's not automatically a red flag, but it's worth understanding their reasoning. What is the promote structure? A 70-30 or 80-20 split is standard. A 60-40 split is GP heavy and should be justified by exceptional value creation or higher risk. Does the LP get paid first? The LP should receive their preferred return and, ideally, their return of capital before the GP takes promote. Is the preferred return cumulative? A cumulative preferred return protects your downside and ensures the GP only profits if you receive your full expected return. What is the GP's track record? A GP with a strong track record of delivering on projections and creating value deserves to be compensated well. A first-time sponsor with no track record should have more conservative compensation. Is the total compensation reasonable? Add up the fees and the projected promote. Ask yourself, if the deal performs as projected, what is the GP's total compensation as a percentage of the profits? Is that reasonable given the value they're creating? Your action step. Don't evaluate GP compensation in isolation. Compare it to other deals, other sponsors, and the value the GP is bringing. A great sponsor who delivers strong returns is worth paying well. Section 6. Red flags in GP versus LP economics. Here are some red flags to watch for when evaluating GP versus LP economics. Excessive fees. If the GP is charging fees at the high end of the range or above the range on multiple fronts, it can indicate that they're prioritizing fee income over alignment. For example, 3% acquisition fee plus 2.5% asset management fee plus 2% disposition fee plus 30% promote equals the GP is making a lot of money regardless of whether the deal performs. No GP co-investment. If the GP isn't co-investing any of their own capital, it raises questions about alignment. Why aren't they willing to put their own money into the deal? LP unfriendly waterfall. If the waterfall allows the GP to take promote before the LP receives their preferred return or return of capital, that's a red flag. Non-cumulative preferred return. A non-cumulative preferred return is less protective and allows the GP to take promote even if you haven't received your full expected return. Unclear or vague fee disclosures. If the PPM doesn't clearly disclose all fees, or if the fee language is vague, that's a red flag. A great sponsor is transparent about how they get paid. Fees paid to related parties. If the GP is paying fees to related entities they control, such as a property management company, construction company, or brokerage, those fees should be clearly disclosed and at or below market rates. Your action step. If you encounter any of these red flags, ask the sponsor to explain. A great sponsor will be transparent and willing to address your concerns. A poor sponsor will be defensive or evasive. Recap and action steps. All right, let's recap. GP versus LP economics define who gets paid what, when, and how much. And understanding these economics is critical to evaluating whether a deal is fair and aligned. Here's what you need to know. 1. The GP contributes deal sourcing, underwriting, financing, asset management, execution, and personal liability. The LP contributes capital and has a passive, limited liability role. 2. GP compensation comes from acquisition fees, asset management fees, disposition fees, refinance fees, promote, and GP co-investment. 3. The promote is the GP's share of profits after the LP receives their preferred return and return of capital. It aligns the GP's compensation with performance. 4. To evaluate whether GP compensation is fair, ask, are the fees in line with market standards? Is the GP co-investing? Does the LP get paid first? Is the promote structure reasonable? 5. Red flags include excessive fees, no GP co-investment, LP unfriendly waterfalls, non-cumulative preferred returns, and vague fee disclosures. Here's your action step. Pull out the PPM from one of your current syndication investments. Find the sections on fees and promote. Add up the total GP compensation. Ask yourself, is this reasonable given the value the GP is creating? If you're ready to build a diversified syndication portfolio with sponsors who prioritize alignment and transparent economics, let's talk. Check the show notes for a link to schedule a call with us at CREIPartners.com. Next week on Building Passive Income, we're diving into sponsor compensation explained, fees, promotes, and alignment. Until then, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision. And it starts with understanding who gets paid what and when. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.